21st Century Entrepreneurship with Martin Piskarik.
So what I set out to do was to revolutionize the software development agency space with a focus on strategy and motivation. Impact and emerging technologies, and really to look at why people need software in order to solve problems. So whether you're a small or medium-sized business or a startup trying to take advantage of software, I saw that so many times people are not doing it properly because they don't really start with the strategy side of it. And there are so many software development agencies out there that will take whatever requirement you have, whatever idea you have, and they will do their best to build it, but it doesn't necessarily lead to success. And I've seen that, you know, there are businesses that really need to figure out a problem to solve, and software is just a part of it. And they don't know how they can solve them with software. And maybe they don't even know some of the tools and opportunities that are out there with emerging technology like generative AI that they could use to really improve their business, whether they're, you know, a small business, medium-sized business. And it's all about tackling a strategic problem in their business. And that's why at Goldfish Code, we start with looking at what is your strategy? What problems is your business facing? What kind of challenges do you have an idea that software could maybe help you overcome? But you don't necessarily need to know what exactly piece of software you need built, because ultimately at the end of the day, it's more about what problem you need solved and what outcomes you need. And then maybe software is a piece of that solution. You know, especially in today's world where all of our employees, all of our workers are, you know, working on technology, using computers all the time, it's very natural that some piece of software may help improve your workforce. And then, of course, startups have a similar challenge where they often come in with a business problem that they've identified and an opportunity in a market that they think that they can tackle. And many entrepreneurs I see come thinking that they know what exactly they need built in a mobile app or in a website. And, you know, I wanted that, but I also see it as my role to really help them and help sort that out. I'm Brian Ferris. I'm the founder and president of Goldfish Code. My background is actually as a tech geek. I grew up when I was 12 years old, I think it was. I started coding and working on various projects. Went to UC Berkeley for engineering and studied industrial engineering and operations research, and also did several computer science courses and entrepreneur courses. And then after that, I went and worked at Bain & Company, which is one of the big three management consulting firms, working on strategy for large companies and businesses. And I recognized that all of these skills came together in creating a mentality of how to build things, but starting with the strategy and starting with the perspective of, you know, what is the best path in order to accomplish, you know, the goals and problems that we're facing. After that, I actually am very passionate about social impact and wanted to take some of those skills abroad, and went and worked with the Acumen Fund, and they put me in Pakistan working with a startup there focused on affordable housing. And I help them build internal tools and technology in their startup to scale their finance department and to be more effective with what they were trying to accomplish. And it was very impactful, very, very meaningful to me. And I came back from that experience and started my own journey through the startup world. And despite having a deep background in understanding strategy and entrepreneurship and technology, I made many of the mistakes that entrepreneurs make early on, and had to learn those lessons firsthand. And it's through that experience that I recognize I can help other founders, other small businesses, other medium businesses to tackle whatever problem they're facing, and to help identify if technology is part of the solution, or perhaps it's not. But at the end of the day, it's really about bringing my expertise to help our clients in whatever way is possible. The way that I have formulated a systematic approach to solving my clients' problems is through a system we call 360-degree consulting. So we start looking at the strategic and financial goals of the business to understand what kind of business outcomes the client is targeting, and what kind of restrictions they're facing and what challenges they're facing. And once we really understand their strategic outlook, that's when we can start to guide the client on various approaches. And always we're looking at multiple options for how they could achieve what they're looking to achieve. But then what we move into, once we've identified the approach that we want to take, is we move into the design phase. And often people think of design as UX and UI alone, but we focus on the human-centered aspect of design. And we've actually created a process called motivation-driven design and trademarked that process, which I'll get into in a moment. But once we've gone through that process and really evaluated the best set of features or tools and components to the solution that we are going to develop, then we move into the technical and architectural piece, which is where we do the software development as well as the process development. So any processes that are outside of the software that'll help the client achieve their business goal, we go through and do the actual implementation. I like to call that the meat of the sandwich. And then, of course, you just because you have that solution, it's not going to do you any good if you don't roll it out properly. So that's where we help our clients with deployment. And for startups that are making a mobile app, that's often helping to launch the app, helping with SEO and marketing and that sort of thing. But with businesses building internal tools, deployment is often about training the staff and establishing processes and migrating users or the employees from what they currently do to what they're going to be doing in the future. And then last but not least, because we have a deep focus in our business on social impact and environmental impact, we look at the entire cycle and how can we improve the social outcomes of what we're working on through this solution, and guide our clients on that as well. And typically what actually ends up happening is that as you go through this cycle, you end up back at the start again, and you start working on the strategy for the next phase and what comes after. One of our clients that we applied this 360-degree consulting approach to was Impact Wave, which is a business focused on promoting socially impactful organizations through a social media based application. And as we went through the process with them, we identified their business goals about raising awareness and helping the users of their application share about stories of other organizations. And that's what formed the basis of their original application. But then as we came back through the cycle, we recognized that we were really hitting them on the social impact piece, but the business needed to develop new revenue channels. And so we went back to the strategy board and started talking about ways to add revenue models to their existing product and business without disrupting it or changing it too dramatically. And so what we recognized was that their users were looking for ways to shop more responsibly. And that also that many of their users were influencers in the space and were able to broadcast messages. And so what we ended up advising them to do was to build an affiliate marketing platform right within their application that leveraged generative AI and large language models to allow their users to ask about products that they could promote to their communities. And so through this kind of discovery process of understanding what actually motivated the users of their product, how that aligned with the mission of the company and how it could achieve their business goals of upping their revenue, we came up with a solution that felt very natural. And we're currently in the phase of implementing it fully and we'll be deploying it. But every time we go through this cycle, we add to the business and help this client achieve more and more. And really, it's been a very fruitful, mutually beneficial partnership that we've worked on with them for 3 or 4 years now at this point. On a personal side, one of my deepest passions is travel. I've been to 134 countries as of now, and have been to over 30 of them twice. And the reason that I'm so passionate about traveling is because when I first began, when I was about 20 years old, I recognized that humans everywhere are very fascinating and their behaviors are different throughout the world. But as I traveled more and more to all of the continents, I recognized that there were a lot of patterns with the way that people behaved and the foods that they ate, the traditions in their cultures. And in some ways, it still fascinates me how both similar and different and unique all of us are. And it's also very fascinating to study how places evolve and change over time and see what happens when you go back somewhere after, you know, many years have passed and that same culture is evolving. And honestly, this actually really informed the motivation-driven design topic that I mentioned before, because when people think of design, they're often thinking about UX and UI and this idea of how something appears and how easy it is to use. But thinking about all the people that I've met along the way with my travels in these different cultures, when people are encountering a product or any kind of business scenario, what really matters is not just the visual appearance, but it matters how motivated those potential users or potential customers are to do the specific actions that you as a business want them to do that will align with your business goals. And so it's really important to look at everyone that's a user, a customer, an employee as actually a human. And this idea of human-centered design is really important. So understanding what motivates them both to take immediate action. So you see this all the time in businesses. They're offering, you know, a discount or a deal for a limited time. And that's actually a concept that will trigger immediate action for someone, but it won't trigger ongoing action. If you keep getting flooded with limited time offers, you're not ongoing experiencing the same level of motivation as you did before. And so motivation is actually a really complex thing because humans are complex, and you need to have both these immediate action triggers built into your solution, as well as hooks that keep people engaged for long periods of time, ways to develop the opportunity for users or employees or customers to express creativity and to feel a sense of accomplishment and to feel like by doing what they're doing in your little niche of the world, they're actually part of a bigger story and part of some sort of epic meaning. And those concepts are really important for how we shape everything that we do and everything that I advise to my clients. And I would say it really comes down to all the lessons I've learned from the traveling I've done and meeting so many people around the world. So if you have any business problem that may involve technology or exploring human motivation, go to my website, goldfishcode.com, and book a consultation. I'd love to strategize with you.
21st Century Entrepreneurship with Martin Piskarik.
Imagine a space where triumphs, trials, and tales of entrepreneurship come alive. Welcome to the 21st Century Entrepreneurship Podcast, a gold awarded journey hosted by Martin Piskarik, connecting with listeners in 95 countries and ranking in the top 0.5% of all podcasts. Join our exclusive community, elevate your perspective, and embark on the path to success.